means that the city can exist anywhere. New Jerusalems have been founded all over the world, and everyone has their own vision of Jerusalem. Prophets and patriarchs, Abraham, David, Jesus, and Muhammad are said to have trodden these stones. The Abrahamic religions were born there, and the world will also end there on the Day of Judgment. Jerusalem, sacred to the peoples of the book, is the city of the book. The Bible is, in many ways, Jerusalem's own chronicle, and its readers, from the Jews and early Christians via the Muslim conquerors and the Crusaders to today's American evangelists, have repeatedly altered her history to fulfill biblical prophecy. When the Bible was translated into Greek, then Latin and English, it became the universal book, and it made Jerusalem the universal city. Every great king became a David. Every special people were the new Israelites, and every noble civilization a new Jerusalem, the city that belongs to no one and exists for everyone in their imagination. And this is the city's tragedy as well as her magic. Every dreamer of Jerusalem, every visitor in all ages, from Jesus' apostles to Saladin's soldiers, from Victorian pilgrims to today's tourists and journalists, arrives with a vision of the authentic Jerusalem, and then is bitterly disappointed by what they find. An ever-changing